Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion, excerpts from John 16. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. There are a few things you should know about Jack Phillips. First, you should know that Jack owns the Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. The second thing you need to know is that Jack is a practicing Christian. Now, normally, those two facts wouldn't cause a conflict. But these are not normal times. That's why when Jack was asked to come up with a cake for a same-sex wedding, he declined. Although making such a cake might not bother every Christian, it bothered Jack. That's why he said, "No, I don't think I can do that." Well, as I said, these aren't normal times, and the offended couple ended up taking Jack to court. It didn't take too long for the Colorado Human Rights Commission to say, "Jack, you're wrong." Then the Colorado Supreme Court chimed in and agreed Jack was wrong. I said there are a few things you should know about Jack Phillips. Here's one more. Jack doesn't like it much when someone tells him he is wrong when he believes he is right. It was that kind of feeling which will this fall take Jack to the United States Supreme Court, where he will plead his case. Many of the people who have heard about Jack Phillips have been saying, "Will you look at that? Jack Phillips is just another one of those narrow-minded, politically incorrect, Bible-spouting Christians who wants everyone to believe exactly the same thing that he believes." I guess everyone is entitled to their own opinion. My opinion is a bit different. My opinion says our crucified and risen Savior knew exactly what he was talking about when he said the day would be coming when people would think they are doing the community a public service by getting rid of non-conforming believers. Jack Phillips would agree. You see, he and his family have been receiving death threats for their beliefs. Some threats are quite specific. For example, there was the one where the caller said he knew the address of the bakery and that Phillips' daughter works there. Then, to be sure he had made his point, he shared step-by-step driving directions. The caller then finished with a promise to murder them all. Now, the point I would like to make is this. Jack Phillips is not the narrow-minded, politically incorrect individual who wants everyone to believe exactly the same thing that he believes. No, that title belongs to the open-minded people who are only open-minded when it comes to others. No, Jack is just a Christian fellow who isn't living in normal times. And neither are we. Which is why we who have been redeemed by the Redeemer need to listen to his words of warning. Be prepared for the world's hatred and hold fast to the Redeemer whose sacrifice has won the ultimate and final victory for all who are blessed to know him as their Savior from a sad and sinful world. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, this devotion has said we don't live in normal times. Looking back on history, it is quite possible that these days are more normal than we might wish. Since before you walked this earth, the world has always hated and opposed you and those who follow you. Give us the strength to be faithful to you who gave your all for us. In your name, amen.